The Ballet Master by Marguerite Noseville. Narrated by Lily Ward. For me, the ballet has always been a way to reach the sublime. My body was my instrument. Through strict discipline, nutrition, and scheduled relaxation was fine-tuned to achieve perfection in every way. It was a constant balancing act, both on and off stage, when I trained and when I was off. I knew exactly how much I needed to train, how much protein, carbohydrates, and so on that I needed to eat, and how many hours I needed to sleep. Nights on the town and cream buns were not part of my program, but I never found this to be laborious. There was never anything I wanted enough that I would be willing to compromise my dancing. The control I gained over my body, I must admit, was intoxicating enough itself. When I could feel the strength in my muscles that allowed me to effortlessly spring and glide through the air and spin and twirl on stage like a perfect snowflake, I was at my happiest. I defied gravity like I served a higher purpose. I put one foot in front of the other and gracefully danced my way up from the ballet corps, landing among the soloists. There was nothing that was too tough for me and nothing that could throw me off balance. Until that heat wave of a summer when the ballet company took part in an exchange program and we had a visiting ballet master from New York who was in charge of selecting the soloist for our autumn performance. This meant that even though we didn't have any aircon, fans, or any other means to cool down the overheated ballet studios, we went through auditions so that he could select the best dancers. Typically, I have nothing against auditions at all, but I find myself being irritated at this very prestigious man from New York. Perhaps it was just due to the heat, but seriously, how hard could it be to choose someone? Why did it need to take such a long time?